in Watson's Creek. There were more creeks than branches because they were larger. Because at times it would hardly be bigger than a branch, larger than a branch. But then when it rains a lot, well, say it rained all day today and all night tonight, in the morning they would all be up to the edge of the road, see.
When I was coming down on 65, I crossed one of the coastal names, coming Murder Creek.
Yeah, that's just above, that's up there around Bruton, I believe.
Do you have any idea what you would call, say, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide, say, around the ocean again?
Would that be a cove? Yeah, and on the Gulf.
That Gulf that you mentioned, is that what it's referred to around here primarily when they refer to it? They say just the Gulf?
Mm-hmm.
The full name of the thing would be?
Well, it's the Gulf of Mexico, but around here when they refer to the Gulf, they're really speaking about Gulf Shores.
Oh.
Because everybody, that's why everybody goes. It's to the town of Gulf Shores. It's a lot of people have homes down there. They do. The Garners do. They go down there in summer. And so I don't know why you got just calling. I guess you just say going to the, well, a lot of people say going to the beach.
Right.
See. But it's really Gulf Shores.
Yes, ma'am. Well, say a place that you might run across out in the woods that's been gradually cut out, water flowing along until, say, maybe 10 feet deep, 10 feet across. What would you call a place like that?
Call it a gully.
Mm-hmm. Would that be the same thing? Would you call as a, say, a place like that, except it's been cut out by a very heavy rainfall, maybe out in a field or by a road?
Oh, well, you mean something that just happened all of a sudden.
Right.
That would be more of a washout. A gully is something, I mean, I think of that as something that's been there for years, you know.
Right. Do you ever hear people around here say ravine?
No. I don't use that word much.
Does that mean anything to you?
Well, it means the same thing as a gully.
There you go. You mentioned hill a minute ago. Have you ever heard people refer to the same thing, call it anything else? Say we're going up a little hill or we're going up a little... just anything to describe a small elevation in the land?
No, I don't know anything else. Okay.
I'll give you a hint. That thing that you turn on the door to open, you call that a...
knob?
Yeah. You ever heard people call a hill that?
Mm-hmm. Never have.
Okay. And these things you don't have in Alabama too much, but when it gets very much larger than a hill, you say you have a regular
mountain.
Right. You ever spent any time in the mountains?
No. I told you I went to North Carolina, and the
right.
time we went there, we went right in the edge of the Smokies, but I just stayed a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't say you'd spent any time there.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Oh yeah, I went, when I was in Arkansas, I went up in the Ozarks. I had never really been in the mountains before. It's quite a scenic place though.
But you know, it's, I don't know if I'd like it or not to live there. I mean, when we went, you know how you go around, well, sometimes it looks like you're going fall off, and then up there in those mountains, they kept saying, "Watch for sliding rock," and all.